Hi all, it's Jack. Happy Tuesday, as they say. So I've got a lot going on right now. I'm going to write a post later on, I think, about taglines and why I chose the original dad blogger and what the origin was for that. And I think we'll probably talk about technology again and these audio blog posts. And maybe we'll talk about what life was like 10 years ago and how people used to think this is really cool. Might even take a moment now. Because 10 years ago, when I started blogging and I was on Blogger, Blogger had a relationship with a company that did audio work, and they had something called Audio Blogger. So I used to be able to call in on my cell phone from wherever I was and record these audio posts, and then they'd be uploaded, and people love them. Now, mind you, think about where we were 10 years ago, technology-wise, because 10 years ago, it was pretty damn cool if you were if you weren't in Los Angeles, if you were in Israel or Canada or North Korea or wherever it was you were listening to my audio post. I wonder how many people in North Korea actually heard me and understood me. But that aside, but I used to just do it for fun, and sometimes I'd call up the Schmata Queen and pull her in or other people, and we'd do these impromptu podcasts. And they were really big, partly because it was cutting edge technology that it was really cool. Now it's not such a big deal because anybody can do it, and there's so much going on, so much activity, and so much noise and clutter out there, if you will. You have to work extra hard to excite people. So it's funny sometimes because 10 years and from certain perspectives is a lot. My daughter's going to be turning 10. So to her, 10 is her entire life. To me, at a hair short of 45, well, it's a chunk of my life, but it's not nearly all my life anymore. It's a quarter of my life. So you gain a different sort of perspective. But I'm going to hit those things later. We'll talk, like I said, maybe more about technology. We'll definitely talk about taglines and why I would call myself the original dad blogger. It's sort of a tongue-in-cheek, snarky, comment. But right now, I want to share something else that's bothering me, and I'm going to have to speak in sort of oblique terms because I want to protect somebody here. There's somebody I know who got themselves into trouble, and a message went out about it, and the message I thought was simply awful because the wording that was used was inappropriate. Because the wording that was used here to try and was supposed to protect this individual, but excuse me, instead, all it did was raise more questions and make more people question what happened and ask about it. And so I'm wrestling about it because I think I've got to, send out a message of my own. I want to contact the person who wrote the letter, and I'm sort of mulling over how to do it and the best way to try and get my point across. And I like I said, I realize this is oblique, but I guess here's the message. Words have power, they have significance, and when people talk about things, like when they say sticks and stones, may hurt, break my bones, but words will never hurt me, blah blah blah. That little sing song we learned as kids, that's not totally true. Because the fact of the matter is, improper use of words can hurt you. It can cause trouble, and it can cause many, many issues. So even those of us who've got a very thick skin, if you say certain things about people and you put that out there in the public, you can cause significant damage. And I just wish that some people would be more careful in their approach and how they do things, because even though this person brought sort of the situation down upon themselves, the outcome of what could happen because of this other piece of information, it's huge, huge. And it just, it bothers me. So in any case, that's what I have for you today. I will be back with more written contents shortly. So, I'm Jack, you're not. Be thankful for that, and I'll see you around cyberspace.